Most of the Midwest weather is expected to be favorable as we go forward through the next 2 weeks. I see no real good reason for us to be concerned about a problem evolving, although the temperatures yesterday across the Midwest were certainly trending a little bit on the warm side, with 80s and even a couple of lower 90s being reported across the region. It also looks as though the temperatures were accompanied by somewhat restricted amounts of rainfall yesterday. Now, with that said, there were some strong thunderstorms that occurred in portions of east central Illinois, southern half of Indiana, and in portions of west central and southwestern Ohio. There was even some rain in central parts of the state of Ohio. Well, a lot of the rain was locally intense, with some amounts running up into the half to 1.5 inch range, with some local totals getting even higher, up close to 2 inches. The majority of this precipitation will be somewhat disruptive to field work early today, but it won't last long because we are expecting dry weather to continue or resume across many of these eastern Midwest locations. Over the next few days, most of the Midwest will see a favorable mix of rain and sunshine. I think everybody will be impacted at one time or another, and it doesn't look at this point in time that there's going to be much in the way of real significant precipitation occurring, and some net drying will occur in quite a few areas. But this is good for getting additional field work accomplished across the region. A close monitoring of the situation will be warranted, especially once we get into June, if the tendency for lighter than usual precipitation and somewhat warm weather continues. We'll probably have some dryness pockets beginning to evolve across parts of the region, and that will warrant a better or closer watch as we move through that period of time. But for right now, the forecast is just about ideal as far as supporting field work and crop development. The exception may be in the upper parts of the Midwest, where we're still dealing with some wet fields in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the eastern parts of North Dakota, and these areas will see about 2 to 3 days worth of additional dry weather before there will be an opportunity for more rain. Rain will develop this weekend, and it looks like it's probably going to continue as we move on into much of next week, with 2, maybe 3 waves of precipitation impacting some of those areas, and field work will obviously not advance very well during that period of time. That puts a lot of pressure on some of these producers across the upper Midwest over these next 2 to 3 days to get as much done as possible, and some fields are just simply too wet if we're getting much field work done. The temperature bias across the Midwest is still expected to be favorably warm, with additional 80-degree temperatures likely on a frequent basis throughout much of the next week to 10 days. There will be some potential for temperatures to be a little bit cooler in the far northwest, but not by much. Just upper 70s and lower 80s will be possible in that region, followed by low temperatures at night in the northwest, running mostly in the 50s, and there will be some 60 and even some lower 70-degree temperatures occurring across the lower parts of the Midwest, where there will be less cooling taking place at night. Other areas in the U.S. of interest continue to be focused mostly on the central and southern plains, with hard red winter wheat country still expecting to see widespread precipitation over the next several days. The moisture will be followed in early June by some additional precipitation, making the bottom line quite favorable for crops across much of the central and southern plains, at least for improvement. Now, some of the precipitation will come too late for saving some of the southern wheat producing areas in Texas and Oklahoma, but for Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, the environment will be just fine. We'll likely see higher yields and better quality occurring for winter crops, and a better environment for planting the late-season summer crop, including sorghum, soybeans, and corn across some of those very same areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.